And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo. How are you?
And nutritionist and chef Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning all. How are we in this crazy time?
Well, I genuinely say how are we because it's a question that we ask with true intention and purpose right now, don't we?
It's quite an interesting thing for a lot of, you know, for a lot of people out there. We just need to give better support. That's all it comes down to.
Sure. And it's really difficult. And could I just, the phrase, Jo, shout out. Shout out for all the healthcare practitioners of all sorts. Now, whether that's the doctor, the hospital worker, the nurse, the pharmacist, everybody who is at the coalface, we have to make sure that they are looked after, because if that part of this current challenge falls apart, we are in trouble.
Absolutely, which is why we should all be staying home so that the hospitals do not get overwhelmed. But I'd also like to do a shout out to those who are at the coalface of our public servants.
Yes.
Because they are providing crucial services like collecting our rubbish, our the people driving our buses and our trains and, you know, even our sales assistants at the supermarket. Those people are probably, I would suggest, in a space where they're a little concerned for their health.
Yes.
And we're grateful to them that they continue on.
And they're also having to cope with people who are anxious, upset, impatient, frustrated, concerned about the future and their future and their family's future. Sometimes it's easy to take it out on someone that's right in front of you.
Yes. So let's all look out for each other. We keep saying that in this time of COVID-19. It is a new normal, though, and a huge adjustment. And because of that, we all have lots of questions and we do need practical living advice about things like self-isolation, about how to keep our houses hygienic, about how to connect with others, and most importantly, how we can stay healthy and keep those around us healthy. So to that end, we have a very busy show this morning, full of lots of information. First up, we're going to have a coronavirus myth-busting session.
Good.
With Dr. Bridie O'Donnell, whose credentials include a very experienced physician. She has worked in rural health. She's worked in ICU. She's also a professional cyclist, if you don't mind. Director of the Office for Women in Sport and Recreation, and has been medical expert for Channel 10's The Project. So she's so experienced to answer all of our myth-busting questions. We're very lucky that she's squeezed us in, because she's obviously a very busy person. We'll also talk to Shannon Lush, household guru, on how to sanitise our homes. I don't know about you, Zoe, but I feel like I'm across how to clean my house, but is it enough?
Yep, this is a big one. I think everyone needs to have that little bit of extra information of how to get down to the nitty-gritty of tidying it.
Yeah, well, the hygiene of it, like how deep do we clean and how often. We're very passionate here, of course, about self-care as well at this time, inside and out. So we're going to talk to makeup artist Jade Kisnorbo about John Frieda Hair Detox and Repair Collection, because a little bit of self-care ritual can make such a difference to our moods and sense of well-being at this time. And, of course, A to Z of Vitamins returns today. We're going to look at ethical nutrients, mega magnesium, energy and stress. Gerald, magnesium and stress relief do go hand in hand.
At the moment, Jo, more than ever, because there are lots of people that that aren't sleeping well. And I read a little report somewhere recently that said, don't stock up on toilet rolls, stock up on sleep.
What a great tip. So you're going to tell us how magnesium can help us there.
I will.
Of course, our lines are open to you, 131873. Do give us a call with any questions that you might have for Gerald or Zoe. Anything about your health concerns? Do you need help with your self-care, whether it's nutrition, exercise, mental health, supplements, sleep, as we just mentioned, whatever it might be? in relation to your health or self-care. Gerald and Zoe are here. So give us a call, 131 873. Next up, coronavirus myth-busting with Dr. Bridie O'Donnell here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your hair can be exposed to many daily challenges that could make it look stressed and lifeless. This could be due to styling and product build. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is a great way to help transform dry, stressed and damaged hair. And it's available at Chemist Warehouse. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection instantly purifies and strengthens damaged hair, enhanced with avocado oil and antioxidant-rich green tea. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, the John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is just $14.99 each. John Frieda, designed for demanding hair. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Microgenics Vitamins, a premium range of vitamins and supplements exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where today, as always, we're here to bring you the facts. And there are some very sad and concerning facts with regard to coronavirus. As we stand today, over 3,500 cases of coronavirus in Australia and, very sadly, 14 deaths. So there's no doubt we have to continue doing whatever it takes to contain the virus. But there's so much false information around there, Gerald and Zoe. It's confusing. It can be alarming. It can cause unnecessary anxiety. We recommend don't get your news from social media.
Yes.
Use social media to connect with the people in your lives. That's crucial. But find credible places for your health information.
And there's lots of them, Joe. There are good, credible government websites with the evidence-based facts, not hearsay, not half-baked stuff. So important.
It's really true. So right now we're bringing you a coronavirus myth-busting session, and we thank Dr. Bridie O'Donnell, physician and director of Office for Women in Sport and Rec, for joining us. Hello there, Bridie.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Oh, very happy to you. Are you well?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
Yes, we are here, which is a question we're asking of everybody at the moment. Bridie, a lot of these questions have been asked before, but I suppose they're worth re-asking for clarification. And one that I just hear repeatedly, how do I know if it's a cold or do I have coronavirus? What is the distinction?
Great question. So a cold tends to be snuffly in our nose, sometimes in our throat, often a bit of a cough, but runny nose and sneezing. Most of those symptoms aren't associated with coronavirus. The most common symptoms with coronavirus are the same as the flu, which is fever, sometimes a dry cough that doesn't produce anything, but lots of tiredness and achiness. So think of it as being like the flu. It's transmitted in the same way as the flu, but we don't have a vaccine, we don't have a cure, and we don't have a great treatment. So you'll feel very different, and most of the time in Australia what we're seeing is you're exposed to someone who has had the virus as well.
Bridie, the interesting thing with testing is that there's only so much resources out there. When do we get tested?
At the moment, we'll get tested when we fulfil a couple of criteria. We need to have those symptoms of a fever or a dry cough, and we need to have travelled overseas in the last 14 days, although, as you can see, these things are changing very quickly. And those people who return tonight will be going to hotels and other accommodation. Or we need to have been exposed to someone who has tested positive. Over the last week, we're also seeing those eligible for testing are healthcare workers and people who work and live in residential care. So that depends a bit on your job too.
Bridie, from a pharmacist's perspective, we're getting lots of inquiries now about flu vaccine, the April We Think Flu. Does the flu vaccine affect our COVID-19 risk?
That's a great question, Gerald, and I don't think we have enough information, but we certainly are urging everyone to get their flu vaccine as per normal and to be a bit more mindful about doing that if you've been slack in the last couple of years. So certainly it doesn't make you unwell getting the flu vaccine, as you know, and so definitely it's important to do that this year.
Bridie, some questions about self-isolation, because I think people know that we should be staying at home, but we're confused about the ins and outs of that. So do I have to practice social distancing at home with the people that I'm already living with?
If you've already been living with them over these last few weeks since these regulations have come into effect, then absolutely not. And if you share a bed with someone, if you have children you've been having contact with regularly, then no, you don't have to stay a metre and a half away from those people. If someone has come home from overseas and they've arrived home before the new restrictions, Yes, they need to be in their room, and you almost need to approach that person, and that person needs to approach their social distancing as though they are positive. They need to be mindful of things they touch, utensils they use, clothing they leave around the house. Imagine that they are sick, and sort of in a way, you need to behave that way for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Bridie, my mum's very unwell, and she has carers 24/7. What do we do with them? Because obviously they are pretty much living in with my mother. When do we actually say to them, you know, or what kind of criteria do we ask them to tick off as well because they are in the house with someone who's sick?
Yeah, this is a great question. And a lot of people with disability or those who are elderly have got people helping them. So those people, the carers and staff, need to absolutely observe all of the normal and recommended guidelines around hand washing and being clean and mindful with the things that they do and the things that they touch. And we know that that can be harder when you have a turnover of people coming up, you know, every 8 hours. So they definitely need to practice those self-care and self-hygiene practices and be mindful not to excessively, you know, engage in her environment. So in a way, they need to just do the tasks that they're doing. If that's helping her turn over in bed or helping her shower or toilet, those are the things that they are doing. And we see this in aged care facilities too.
Bridie, we hear the phrase herd immunity. Could you explain briefly what that is? And will it, over time, help us be protected as the years go by from COVID-19?
So herd immunity is a concept that, in theory, if most people are exposed to a virus, that virus becomes less virulent over time. So it doesn't kill as many people. It doesn't even give us the same level of symptoms. And we do see a degree of herd immunity with the flu. So each year, yes, we have people, unfortunately, who get very sick with the flu, but a lot of people will get the flu and recover without any need for treatment or admission to hospital. At this stage, there is absolutely no herd immunity to coronavirus. It's not something that we would recommend in Australia, and it's certainly not what the Chief Medical Officer is recommending. But what we do know is that, in theory, this virus will pass over us over these coming months to year. Coronavirus won't get cured. It will come back each year as a seasonal thing, the way the flu does. But in time, there will be a vaccine, there will be different practices around the way we engage with each other generally. And if there is any upside to come from this really devastating pandemic, it's that people are being much more mindful about hygiene practices.
Definitely.
And that's an upside.
So, Bridie, just on how we keep our homes safe, if we've been out of the house and to go shopping, or some of us still are going to work, what do we do when we get home to keep our house from contamination?
So this virus spreads by fomites, and fomite is a cover-all word that describes things that we touch, things that transmit germs. So absolutely, if we've been to a busy, crowded place like a shopping centre, we've touched items on a shelf and perhaps put them back, or we've touched the counter, we have had a risk of exposure to coronavirus. And so when we get home, and certainly for people who have someone in their house who might have a chronic disease or who has immunosuppression, that they're even recommending, a few rheumatologists I know are recommending to their patients that they leave their unperishable groceries in the garage for 24 hours. And that's for people who are actually quite unwell or there's a sick member in their family. For the rest of us, it's about just being mindful. If you bring your groceries into the house, you wash your hands after you've unpacked them. And some people are even wiping down surfaces of things that might have been touched multiple times. You absolutely practice hand hygiene every time before and after you prepare food and before and after you're touching common surfaces in the kitchen and the bathroom that other members of your family might be using.
A very quick myth buster around this. Is it true that ibuprofen should not be taken?
There's nowhere near enough data on that. This was raised out of the US, but we don't know enough about it yet.
And we have got a question from Eric in Lower Portland. Eric, what is your question for Bridie?
Yeah, so far we've heard everything about, you know, when you are contagious and or if you're positive, social isolation, but I haven't heard one answer yet. At what point do you become non-contagious? Is it like the flu that once your nose dries up or your coughs are gone, you're okay to go out? Because some people don't even have symptoms. So how do you know when you actually become non-contagious?
Great question, Erica. A lot of the data that's come out of Wuhan, the city, of course, where the highest rates were there earliest in this cycle, are showing that people are recovering in around 10 to 14 days, which is why that quarantine period exists for that duration. But it's absolutely individual. If you're a healthy person whose symptoms may not have even been as apparent or as serious as others, you may recover quicker. If you're older, if you're a smoker, if you're a person who had pre-existing lung disease, your symptoms will take a lot longer to recover. We're getting reports from all of the state and jurisdiction health departments saying this is how many people are officially infected and this is how many people are recovered, but we're not even sure if are people calling DHHS and saying, hey, I feel better today. Mm-hmm. You know, in the scheme of things, while that data is really important, what's much more important for staff at DHHS across Australia is contact tracing, making sure that people who have tested positive have been notified and notify others. So it's a really good question, and we don't know reliably the exact amount of time.
Oh, that is one of the things that's so frustrating about this time is we're having trouble getting clear information. But Bridie, you have helped us so much with our myth busting. Thank you so much, Dr. Bridie O'Donnell.
Thank you so much for having me on. Have a great day.
You too, and we wish you the best of health. As always, we'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. Gerald and Zoe are here to help you with any health concerns you might have or questions towards supporting your immunity or self-care. Call now, 131 873. And also, remember, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au for more information and with more of your questions. We'll be back with more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your hair can be exposed to many daily challenges that could make it look stressed and lifeless. This could be due to styling and product build. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is a great way to help transform dry, stressed and damaged hair, and it's available at Chemist Warehouse. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection instantly purifies and strengthens damaged hair, enhanced with avocado oil and antioxidant-rich green tea. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, the John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is just $14.99 each. John Frieda, designed for demanding hair. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Microgenics Vitamins, a premium range of vitamins and supplements exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We welcome your calls, 131 871. If you're needing a little boost for your health today, do give us a call. But also, I'd love to hear from you. How are you entertaining yourself? Because at the time of which we've shut the doors, Gerald and Zoe, and we're looking for things to pass the time. So there's apps, there's websites, there's virtual tours, virtual concerts. Perhaps you're teaching yourself a new skill. Yes. What is it that you're doing to pass the time?
Learning to communicate with your partner. I had a mate of mine who said he hasn't spoken to his wife so often for a long time.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
I haven't really had the time because I've been homeschooling.
Oh, geez.
And I have been working full time. So, and I've now noticed there is dust on my fans because my friend has made me well aware that you are cleaning all the time because basically you're tidying up after two people. Well, I am at least.
It's true. And that is a very real struggle, the working from home as well as homeschooling. Mm. Zoe, that's going to be increasingly a challenge. But we'd love to hear from you also, 131 873. What are you doing to pass the time if you found something that's really kind of kept your spirits up? We'd love to hear from you. But first, here at House of Wellness, we're all about self-care, which means looking after ourselves inside and out. So that, of course, means looking after our hair because it's our crowning glory. It's deeply linked to our confidence and our sense of self and well-being. So now's not the time to let it get stressed in appearance. Thankfully, John Frieda has a range that helps transform dry, stressed and damaged hair to become healthy, smooth and shiny. It's the John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection, enriched with avocado oil and antioxidant-rich green tea. And to tell us all about it, we're joined by makeup artist Jade Kisnorbo. Good morning, Jade.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Jade, it's a time when we're rediscovering the home hair treatment.
Yes, we are.
How important is it to maintain our hair health between hairdresser visits?
Super important. I think more now than ever. I mean, when do we actually have the time to be at home and have the time to look after your hair? And I think now is the time not to neglect it. We're not using as many hair tools as we normally would. So it's really important to take this time to rest your hair and use products like this to recover it.
Jade, I started going grey about 5 years ago. Yes, I've just said that on national TV.
Me
but
too.
My confidence kind of was linked to my hair. How much do you think confidence is related to how we look in our hair?
Oh, 100%. Every client I deal with day in, day out, hair is very important. And I think, I know that everyone's saying, hey, well, you're out hair now. If you have a bad hair day, embrace it. And yeah, that's great. But at the same time, I look at it from a different perspective and think, right now at home, if your hair feels good and looks good, you're actually going to be more positive with all the things that are happening right now. Yeah. So yeah, your hair is definitely linked. Things like masks, I put one on probably once a week. That helps with my confidence and how I feel. So yeah, it's something that I strongly believe is linked to your confidence.
Jade, stress in our lives can cause our hair to go into interesting little... Why does that happen? And obviously, have you got some simple solutions as to how we can do it?
Yeah, 100%. So stress, it affects our hair directly in terms of hair breakage. In some cases, you can have a little bit of hair loss. And I think this is the time where you basically need to cleanse and detox. So just like your body, you need to just stop using any products and just let your hair rest and really invest in a product. And you don't have to spend a lot. Something like this that actually, with avocado oil, green tea, actually repairs this and looks after it. And you're not going to have that hair breakage like you would if you didn't use it.
I do think you're right that this is a time in which we can embrace just really cutting out all of the things we would normally put on our hair and on our faces and just going, oh, let's go back to nature and let's really care for ourselves in a really natural way. Very quickly, what are the benefits of avocado oil and green tea?
Okay, so this is the part that I think most people wouldn't know out there. Avocado oil is actually one of the few oils that rather than sitting on the top of your hair, it actually penetrates and goes deep into the hair and avoids that hair breakage. And in terms of green tea, I don't know about you, but in your scalp, you can often get stressed, you start itching. You can get that. That's one of the products that actually stops your hair fall and it's great for your hair roots and follicles, which then leads to, for a lot of men out there, hair regrowth.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah.
It sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Jade. That, of course, is the John Frieden Detox and Repair Collection. Get around it. We've got the time. It's a good old hair detox. So we are talking about what you can do in this time of isolation that's perhaps lifting your spirits. Do give us a call, 131-873, if you have some suggestions of things that you have turned to, apps, websites. But also, if you have a question for Gerald or Zoe right about now, Maria in Williamstown, what is your question for Gerald and Zoe?
Our dad's in hospital and he's been there for 5 weeks and we've been still visiting. I'm just a bit worried as to how come we can still visit and is there anything that we can do to keep from not, obviously not being in germs and not, I mean, I come home and I just jump in the shower and just throw everything in the washing machine.
It works both ways, Maria, doesn't it? Because you've got germs you might pick up there and then in reverse what you might take in. Look, I think you've got to be guided by the protocols that the hospital's got in place. And provided you keep your distance, and you'll find all the way through the hospital, outside the lift there's a hand steriliser, follow what they say, and remember, you visiting your dad's probably really important for him.
Yeah, that's true. Norma, a very quick question. You're in Coorirup and it's great to have you on the show. What's your question?
Yeah, I just want to know, will magnesium help me? I need 2 knee replacements and I'm in quite a bit of pain with my legs at present.
Magnesium. I'm a Bales boy, Norma. Well done. Look, the knee replacements you'll be in line for, the things to do, you can take high-dose turmeric, the nutrient called lipoic acid, and magnesium will help you sleep at night. So there are 3 considerations, all of which will work together.
Because there are a lot of people who are having their surgeries deferred the moment because of the coronavirus, which is understandable but very concerning if you are the person waiting for that surgery.
Yes, it is. And the reason that's happening, Joe, is that we're trying to just free the space up if we possibly can, which all means we have to take one for the team.
You are listening to the House of Wellness. Do call 131-873. We have many more questions waiting to be answered. it. And also let us know, what are you turning to for entertainment at the moment? Is there something that's really lifting your spirits at home? In a moment, more of your calls answered. And we're going to be speaking with Shannon Lush, household guru, who will tell us how to really clean, and I mean deep clean, our houses so that they are protected at this time of COVID-19. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Microgenics Vitamins, a premium range of vitamins and supplements exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where health and wellness is our passion. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth, and we're taking your calls on 131 873. If you have any questions for Gerald or Zoe, or we'd love to talk about what are the things that are keeping you entertained at the moment in self-isolation. I am a big fan of home exercise, I've got to say, Gerald and Zoe. So I've been doing Luke Hines 10, which is like an at-home exercise program. But on the days when I want something a little bit more gentle, mm-hmm. I love a yoga session that you can find on YouTube. There's so many of those. What about you, Zoe? What are you doing to pass the time?
So Em and I have embarked on our own little cooking class. So every Wednesday on Instagram, we've been doing cooking classes. So we did one last week and we cooked a banana bread with a little bit of a twist because obviously, we're not in school. We don't have to abide by the no nut policy. Big fan of having nuts in the diet for kids because they're so filling. So we used a gluten-free, you know, buckwheat flour, and it was really good. And we got some really great responses. So and she was really entertaining. So first time I've ever put her on Instagram. And it entertained not only myself, but in her.
That's important. Yeah, to
it
pass
was really,
the time.
Really important.
Yeah. So 131 873 with any questions or also some little tips of how you are passing the time. But of course, we have got a lot of time on our hands, which is a good thing because it seems we should be spending it cleaning. I was quite alarmed when I read about how much actual cleaning we should be doing right now with the coronavirus. You tell me, Gerald, that it can live on surfaces for up to
3 days.
Three days.
We're not even sure of that, Joe. And I've discovered that cleaning, if you're at home, is a joint effort. You know, it's not just,
oh,
just don't delegate.
You've just discovered this, have you?
I didn't think it had come to this, Joe and Zoe, but yes. That's come to that.
It's quite true.
So now when Philip is vacuuming, I actually shift things for her.
Oh, that's good of you.
Yes. I plug the vacuum cleaner in.
Wow. What a help you must be around the home. But obviously at this time, there are many other nasties that we could be bringing into our house at a time when, you know, immunity is crucial. So how do we make our homes a safety haven and as clean as possible? So we thought we'd call on a household guru to advise the best ways to sanitise our homes in ways that perhaps we've never been required to do before. So we welcome Shannon Lush. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, how you doing?
All right, so what should be our routine when we return home after being out, say, at the supermarket? How do we make sure that we're not bringing the outside in?
Well, number one, wear a pair of gloves when you're in the supermarket. If you stand at the end of an aisle in a supermarket and just watch people for 3 minutes, you will notice that people pick things up, put them down, pick them up, put them down. Mm. It's just insane. And then you're going along and picking them up straight after them.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, gloves. What else?
Ew.
When we get home? Yeah, disgusting. I don't want to think about it. So when we get home, what should we do? Should we leave our shoes outside the door? You know, how extreme do we need to be?
Well, for starters, you need to straight away wash your hands.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Wear gloves and wash your hands. And wash your face.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's just your first port of call. The trouble is that most people don't know how to wash their hands properly. If you go onto the internet, you will find lots of demonstrations of how to wash your hands the right way. Most people just run them under water with a little bit of soap and that's it, done. Mm. It is not enough.
Mm. Shannon, it's quite interesting because the teacher at my daughter's school told her to sing Happy Birthday twice, and that's how long it should take to wash your hands. But I'm a bit of a clean freak myself, and I do wipe the benches and the stop. But is wiping enough? What else? Exactly. What should I be using? I need the info.
Yeah, what are you using?
I'm normally using just a classic spray and wipe.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm in trouble now.
Right. The deal with antibacterials, a lot of the antibacterials that you buy in bottles, they'll have this claim on them that's 99% gets rid of 99% of bugs, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The deal is that even water gets rid of 99%,
mm.
but you need to make sure it gets rid of the right 99%.
Ah.
Because the 1% that you may need to get rid of may be the ones that your cleaner doesn't do.
So what do we use?
Right. If you make an antibacterial that is also a hand sanitizer, you can also use it for cleaning surfaces.
Wonderful.
It's one cup of alcohol. And when I say alcohol, it can be methylated spirits. It can be isopropyl alcohol. It could be vodka, but it has to be the strong vodka.
Let's not waste that.
It's got to be at least 60% by volume alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And so it's one cup of alcohol, 2 teaspoons of glycerin, and 1 teaspoon of tea tree oil.
Ah.
Now, that combination, the reason that you use glycerin, you've got to have a softening agent in it, and that's what the glycerin does. A lot of people use things like aloe vera, but... I mean, aloe vera is a great softening agent, but for surface creams and things, it does have a gel consistency, which means that it takes longer to dry.
Right.
And things that take longer to dry allow bacteria to grow.
Shannon, the challenge then is, because that particular hand cleanser, as most are quite drying, there's many, many people now finding their hands, and particularly between their fingers, are irritated, skin's breaking.
Yes.
What happens then?
That's why you use glycerin, because glycerin is a skin softening agent. It prevents the alcohol from drying your hands out. And tea tree oil is not only an antibacterial, it's also an antiviral.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And just very quickly, Shannon, because I've been having this conversation with my own family, how many times a day are we wiping doorknobs and light switches and taps? Because I reckon it's got to be at least 3 times a day. But am I over the top there?
No. More.
More?
Oh. Right. Oh. Every single time you use the toilet, you clean the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sitting beside the toilet, I have some of my hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have to do is use a piece of toilet paper, put a little bit of hand sanitizer on it, wipe the toilet seat down before they use the toilet and after they use the toilet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've got to think, warm bums on a toilet seat, one after the other.
Yes.
Not good.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Like redback spiders.
All right. Well, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of my home. Now, all I can see is just filth everywhere.
I'm terrified. Well, I see filth everywhere. You don't have to be terrified. You just need to stay on top of it.
Sure.
Yes.
Everybody in the house has a pair of pantos that is colour-coded to them. And they have their own sanitizer so that they can wipe everything down that they use each time.
Yeah.
Okay. Every time we use something, you wipe it down.
Discipline,
great
Jo.
Tip. Great tip. Thank you so much, Shannon Lush. We have many of your calls to get to, and from keeping our houses hygienic to caring for our mind, body, and sleep. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your hair can be exposed to many daily challenges that could make it look stressed and lifeless. This could be due to styling and product build. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is a great way to help transform dry, stressed and damaged hair. And it's available at Chemist Warehouse. The John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection instantly purifies and strengthens damaged hair, enhanced with avocado oil and antioxidant-rich green tea. And right now at Chemist Warehouse, the John Frieda Detox and Repair Collection is just $14.99 each. John Frieda, designed for demanding hair. Demanding hair. Available at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Chemist Warehouse. Microgenics Vitamins. A premium range of vitamins and supplements exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, your 1 hour, one-stop shop to all things health and wellness. We do love hearing from you on 131 873. And Gina in Chipping Norton in New South Wales has called. Gina, what are you doing to get by in this time of self-isolation?
Well, I think it's great to get back to the basics in life. We've been doing, my husband and myself, been doing some veggie gardening.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, now we both grew up on a farm, but you know, with the change of lifestyle, you know, like you tend to sort of move away from basic things.
Yeah.
But we've found that we're bringing back our childhood and trying to, you know, grow things that we can eat.
Good for you.
And, you know, the thing I love about that, Gina, is it's beautiful mindfulness being in the garden and just, you know, breathing in the fresh air and allowing yourself to feel the sensations as you're doing it. Yep. It's so good for your mental health. I love that, Gina. Thank you so much. Now, it is a time where we're trying to relieve stress and we're trying to sleep well, which is perhaps tricky because, you know, we're all kind of surrounded by a lot of panic and anxiety. Gerald, what have you got for us with the A to Z of vitamins?
How often, Joe, and I mentioned it to one of our callers before, magnesium. We think of magnesium as the anti-tension, the relaxing, and it works relatively quickly and it's really quite safe. Now, it means that if you've had a stressful day, and who isn't at the moment, if you combine that with some sort of relaxing herb, and there's a number out there, and probably the one of choice is called rhodiola. Now, rhodiola tends to settle your, it just tends to put you in a relaxed frame of mind before you go to sleep. Magnesium to relieve the tension, rhodiola to settle a busy mind, wonderful combination, and you get a good night's sleep as restful a night's sleep as you possibly can get. And the more often you use it, night after night after night, the more that sleep will be settled.
And I think very useful, Gerald, at this time when perhaps we're not able to exercise or go for longer walks, true, which is what we're used to.
Yes.
We need something to kind of alleviate that, perhaps that muscle tension.
Yes, and then on the reverse side, Joe, there are people exercising more, going for longer walks than ever. So they're finding this when they sit down in the chair and they stand up, they think, oh, you know, what's going on? Magnesium is perfect for that person with a little bit of anti-tension before you go to sleep at night. What a combination.
And is it true that magnesium assists with vitamin D? Because, you know, we want to get all we can at the moment.
It plays a role.
Indoors.
Yes, Joe. It plays a role in the conversion of the sunshine-type vitamin E into a vitamin D form we can actually use in our body. It plays an amazing role in hundreds and hundreds of biochemical reactions.
So the A to Z of vitamins is brought to us by Ethical Nutrients Mega Magnesium Energy and Stress. We've got time for Joyce in Cherry Brook in New South Wales. Good morning, Joyce.
Hey, good morning. By the way, I'm doing most of all that you're telling me.
Well done, Joyce. Well done.
Yes, I'm 85, yes. And because I'm obviously self-isolation,
yes.
I read a lot, I do Scrabble, stuff like that. I go through drawers, by the way. I'm known as a neat flea.
I love that, Joyce. Going through drawers. It's important.
My question is this. And last week I had to have an echocardiogram and also a 24-hour monitor. I'm due to see my own doctor Monday,
yes,
who lives very near.
Yes.
My daughter is wary. She doesn't live near me, by the way. My daughter is wary about my going out. So should I still keep that appointment,
yeah, look,
get
that's,
the results?
I think, Joyce, what you do is you give the clinic a call and check. And you will be one. I know you said your daughter. I get lectures from my children every day about what I should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And most parents of that vulnerable age are doing the same thing. She's very caring. So ring the doctor, see what he's got to say, and you will be given clear, specific instructions on the best time to come and what you need to do when you get there.
Thank you so much, Joyce. And I think what you just reminded me of there, Joyce, is how, and my mum said this to me when I was saying, what are we going to do to pass the time? She said, oh, we've been doing this for years. Just do what the oldies do.
Uh-huh.
You do a jigsaw
you're
puzzle.
You're looking at me here.
I'm not. I'm referring to Joyce, who sounds amazingly fit at 85. But don't you reckon, Zoe, jigsaw puzzles,
yes,
crosswords. I'm thinking of learning how to bake bread.
And it's just so nice to have your children watch you do this because you're actually teaching them a slight meditative way of life.
That's right. So, Zoe and Gerald, thank you so much for this awesome hour that we've shared. Thank you for joining us. We wish you a very safe and well week. If you're looking for some great viewing, check out House of Wellness on Channel 7 today at midday. We're going to be talking matcha tea. Tea is a wonderful thing to engage with, I reckon, at this time. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week.